Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us at Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. Tonight we have an outstanding guest that I think each and every one of you will appreciate. We have had, of course, the last two times, Mike Folkerth, and he's been, of course, the man who wrote, the author of the book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, and he's going to be again with us on Thursday to finish up that. And so that will be an outstanding show to show you exactly what's happening, where we're going, where we're headed. If you can appreciate where the Dow and the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's today, I think it lost 423 points right off the top of the New York Stock Exchange. And then, of course, the Fed dropped the interest rate 0.75%. And we also have the president coming back from the Middle East with his hat in hand, or should I say that they handed him his hat, as he begged to drop the oil price from $100 per barrel. Of course, they scoffed at that. No sense in not continuing to fleece the golden goose, which is, of course, Western culture, and the United States of America in particular. And boy, you ought to see what they're building in those deserts over there in Qatar, and certainly in Kuwait, in Saudi Arabia. They've got islands they're creating that look like trees, trees of money. And of course, at $100 per barrel, and we're using 60% of our 22 million barrels of oil per day coming from all these other nations in the Middle East. We're making other countries quite rich and draining and bleeding ourselves. And that, of course, is now starting to show up as we spend $3 billion per week. That's $2 billion in the Iraq war, and then another billion or close to a billion over there in Afghanistan, anywhere from $10 to $12 billion per month. Our country is bleeding itself to death in a war that should never have started, should not continue, and has not protected us, and has not stopped terrorism whatsoever. And so you can see that it's just quite the mess out there. And we, of course, are the recipients of this humongous, nearly $1 trillion bill that is creating such an imbalance and creating such a debt and creating such chaos in our money markets and the value of the dollar that, without a doubt, this nation is in a great deal of trouble. And as you saw and heard the last two times together with Mike Folkerth in The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, we are trying to extract 5 quarts of water out of a gallon of water in so many arenas. And, of course, we have all the consequences that are showing up across the nation right now with the money degrading, jobs, of course, literally flying out the window with the H-1B visas. And if you noticed on the Democratic debates last night with Hillary Clinton just axing up and slicing away and slashing at Barack Obama, and Barack Obama coming right back, and it was like a brawl. It was a political barroom brawl. And then John Edwards was sitting there saying, hold it, I'm part of this debate. This is not a two-person debate. It's going to be very interesting to see, because Barack Obama is gaining all the black vote and Hillary is really pushing for the Hispanic vote. I would wonder if anyone would ever start looking toward the American vote. The American vote, you know, we the citizens, that to me is where the key lies here. And as you all know, the 65-year-old Fred Thompson gave up. Duncan Hunter has dropped out of the race. So this thing is starting to get down to brass tacks, and I'm personally hoping that they get down to the real brass tacks of the fact that we are headed toward chaos as this illegal and legal immigration crisis continues to flood the country. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be right back in a few moments. Thanks for joining.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for enjoying the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as I was saying, the debate last night with Obama and certainly with Hillary and John Edwards is starting to get to be a barroom brawl of words and accusations and so forth. The one thing that, of course, they're not bringing up is the fact that we are being invaded by a third world nation named Mexico, Central and South America collectively, and that William Gein of Alipac.us today sent out a note saying that the way this thing is going, we're going to have a pro-amnesty Republican candidate, could be John McCain, who is pro-amnesty, who has done nothing in the last 25 years in the Senate to do anything to stop the invasion. In fact, has facilitated by voting for, along with Teddy Kennedy, that unbelievable amnesty of 1986 signed into law by Reagan, who then said it was the worst mistake of his presidency. And then you get to the other side of the aisle there, and you've got yourself one horrible situation, whether it's John Edwards or Obama or Hillary, and the borders are completely wide open. We are really in a fix here, but there is some hope because Ron Paul is starting to make some kind of traction, and as they go to one-on-one with each other, they're going to have to face the music, and the American electorate is going to be shoving these questions into their faces. But tonight, one of the men that's out there that's really making and taking a stand is from California, and his name is Michael Jackson. And Mike Jackson is I'll just give you a fantastic background. At the age of 18, he enlisted in the United States Navy and served for 10 years. He graduated with honors from Electronics Technician School and Electronics Technician Class C School. As an instructor at the Nuclear Prototype Training Unit, Mike taught officers and enlisted personnel the theory, materials, and operation of a nuclear power plant. He served aboard the USS San Francisco at a propulsion plant supervisor reactor operator and received the Navy Achievement Medal and the National Defense Service Medal. Michael then graduated from Citrus College in Glendora in 1994 with an associate science degree in natural science, then went to UCLA and graduated summa cum laude in 1996 with a Bachelor of Science degree in electrical engineering. He's now currently working as an aerospace project manager at a leading defense company. Previously, he worked with the TRW Northrop Grumman Space Technology as a satellite payload project manager. A Navy veteran with 10 years of service and work in the aerospace industry with a high security clearance, Michael Jackson has a background which gives him an understanding and perspective to help on port issues there in the California arena. One of the things that he said with the talking points that I've sent out this afternoon to all of you out there is this, and I quote, "We have completely lost Los Angeles. Long Beach, being the fifth largest city in California, is the next battleground in the illegal immigration fight in California. Long Beach, like Los Angeles, is a sanctuary city and has a large immigrant population, which we can assume a good portion is illegal, if not truly closer to the majority the way it's going." I welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. Michael Jackson, it's really an honor and a pleasure to have you, sir, and thank you for your service to America. My daddy was a U.S. Marine. I have one of my dearest, best friends, Gary Hall, served for 4 years in the Navy also, and my brother-in-law was a Navy man in the world, in the Vietnam War. So it's really an honor to have a military man, especially a man of your high rank and your service, sir. So welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you very much for having me on, Frosty.
Well, it's a pleasure, and one of the things that I always know about we, the military people, and certainly the military brats out there, we have a greater perspective on what's happening to this country, and we certainly have a greater perspective because, as you and I both know, we traveled a great deal. I was in the Army, you were in the Navy, my father was in the Marine Corps, my brother, John, was in the Air Force. So we've covered all four of the major military personnel and the major services of the military. And one of the things that we have learned as military people, that the world is an amazing place and a lot of amazing things going on, and we got to see them. Now, what you're seeing in Southern California right now, I think just within the last 2 years, of course, we all know that the state budget is $38 billion in debt. What's going on with the state budget now as you're seeing it right there up close and personal in California?
Well, currently they say it's only $14 billion in deficit. $38 billion was in 2003 when we elected Schwarzenegger to fix this problem, which he did not.
Of course not.
Rather than fixing the problem, they actually increased spending 44% in this 4 years. And with the housing bubble, they were able to manage to spend that. But now that the housing bubble is starting to end, we have a huge deficit, which is probably only going to get bigger. And rather than addressing that, they actually want to implement another $14 billion plan to cover the uninsured, of which mostly illegal immigrants and their children are the uninsured in California. Most Americans that live in California have health coverage through their employers.
Well, that's understood. And one of the things that I know, and even Schwarzenegger's not even touching it, and that is that it's, according to CIS.org, $10.2 billion a year goes to pay for the food, the lunches, the breakfast, the schooling, the hospitals, the medical care, and the incarceration there in California annually. $10.2 billion, and that's over and above any taxes they pay.
That's actually probably a conservative estimate.
Pardon?
That's actually probably a conservative estimate.
Right. Well, that was the estimate that I knew from 2006, so obviously the population has grown illegally, so you have an even greater number right now.
And we're also having a problem where actually American citizens are leaving the state, and they're being replaced by illegal immigrants, so the tax base is going down, and it just basically feeding on itself. You can't sustain what they're doing in California.
Well, you know, they used to say the last one out of Michigan, turn out the light. You know, and I have read, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, that California, I think it was in 2005, lost 800,000 Californians who fled the state, and then they went north to Washington, Oregon, and out to Idaho. Is that somewhat close to the right number?
I think that number is a little bit high. I think it's around a couple hundred thousand U.S. citizens left net. It might be 800,000. I doubt 600,000 moved in.
Okay.
But,
well, I know
we're basically having an exodus because folks can't afford housing here, and yet we're subsidizing housing for people that shouldn't be in this country in the first place.
Well, for those of you who want to appreciate this, CCIR.net with Barb Koh is the California Coalition for Immigration Reform out there. But also, there's CAPS Web, www.capsweb.org, capsweb.org with Diana Hull and Joe, one of her colleagues, Weijin. And that particular website says that there are 1,650 people moving into California every day.
Yeah.
And mostly they're not American citizens.
Yep.
That's legal and illegal, of course.
Yeah, and we import about 1 million a year legally, of which a big fraction have come to California. But by far the vast majority right now are illegal immigrants coming in here.
Now, what my curiosity is this. What happens when the responsible American citizens who run the sewage plants, who run the electrical systems, who run the distribution systems, and really take care of the infrastructure of Los Angeles, what happens when they're simply chased out of the area? What is Antonio Villaraigosa going to do when all of a sudden those in the Los Angeles area are going to have boxes right next to the toilets because you can't throw the toilet paper used into the sewage anymore, and there's simply nobody to take care of their infrastructure? Is it going to really turn into the kind of cesspool that Mexico City is right now? And I've been down to Mexico City, and it is a cesspool.
There's portions of the city that are turning in that way, but they're going to, at least temporarily, they're keeping the American workers in those jobs because as part of Tony Villar's, we like to call him Villar since that's his real name, has just given a huge pay raise to city workers. He just gave a 28% pay raise to the DWP workers,
okay,
and all the other unionized workers are getting that same similar kind of pay raise. So basically we're going to have government workers and illegal aliens, and eventually that's going to collapse. There isn't going to be tax-paying American citizens anymore after a while.
Right. Well, there's no question. And what's happening is, and I know this from my experiences out there in California, you have such an underground economy that's not paying any taxes but using all the services, whether it's educational, whether it's the hospitals, certainly whether it's the prisons, certainly whether it's food assistance, whether it's housing assistance, the welfare is just getting taken complete advantage of. There's no way that the system can continue. I would see California, no matter what it does, especially with a good working American citizens leaving, you're going to find yourself in a total socio-economic collapse. Do you see that, and how many years, if that's going to happen?
I see that in the next couple of years. That's why we have this $14 billion deficit, and I expect it to grow significantly because they're not addressing the problems yet. They say they're going to do a 10% across-the-board cut rather than targeting people that shouldn't be here that are getting freebies, basically. Should cut those folks off first, take care of American citizens, and then by attrition, the other folks will go back home if they're not getting all the free services that we're currently providing.
Well, now, Oklahoma, right now, with Randy Terrell and quite a few of the Oklahoma folks out there, they are making some huge impact. And, in fact, illegal aliens are moving out of Georgia, moving out of Oklahoma, but they're also starting to move out of Arizona. What's
yes.
the chance that Arnold Schwarzenegger will become the new, and even Michigan today blocked any further licensing of illegal aliens, and now Oregon's looking at that? Is there such a possibility for a new revolution there in California because there's enough Americans still left there that they would mount a collective attack against these illegals? Hey, we're going to have to come back to that question, so keep it on your mind after these commercial comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Michael Jackson out of California, and he, of course, is the man running for the 54th District and just an incredible human being, and I'll talk to you right after these commercial comments. Thanks
for
joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Michael Jackson out of California, and he is running for the State Assembly, District 54. And as a candidate, again, as I've said in the past, when you talk about they aren't doing anything and they, the politicians, aren't taking care of business, the key here is that Michael Jackson is now running against they. And this is the key, that we as American citizens participate in this constitutional republic, and we make the difference. Instead of complaining about they, we become the ones who empower the average American citizen, because we are the average American citizen. I'm just really honored to be speaking with you tonight. And you're giving a bird's-eye view of what's already happened in California. The quote earlier in the hour stating the fact that we have completely lost Los Angeles. The fact is, we have lost Los Angeles, but as it starts to break down into more and greater crime out there, and you can also answer the earlier question, what's Antonio Villaraigosa going to do as his starts to crumble all around him as far as law and order, as far as drug gangs, the 18th Street gang, you name it? The man's got to be seeing himself in the middle of a total breakdown.
Right now, his plan is to try to increase taxes to keep trying to stem the flow of red ink. But you're not going to get there from here. You got to start cracking down and making sure the employers are hiring Americans and start cutting off the services, because we just cannot afford it. If these illegals are here to work, why are we having to give them all the subsidies so they could stay here? It's not actually cheap labor, it's subsidized labor, because the taxpayers are subsidizing it. And it's going to collapse eventually, and he's right now trying to do a phone tax to keep a hold of money. He just raised trash collection fees. Eventually, they want to get rid of Prop 13, which the rest of America might not know, protects property owners from skyrocketing taxes on their properties or their homes. Their plan is to get rid of that eventually.
And so that will, of course, then further deplete any kind of monies that he might have. This is a zero-zero loss-loss kind of a condition and a situation, because you have, you know, 3.5 million illegal aliens in the state of California. Most of them are in the Southern California. They're really taking over Los Angeles, and they are not participating in the American way of life, and simply are what pretty much like leeches. They're simply lampreys that are sucking off the beast, and the beast is bleeding to death right before our eyes.
Yeah, and things like even in Long Beach, we have interpreters that went on strike because they were only making $75K a year. We have to have two interpreters per courtroom because they unionized and said, oh, we can't possibly work the whole time. So we have two 75K people to translate Spanish to English for our courts. That's just one example.
Oh.
And I went to a parent training session this last weekend. We had two interpreters for that for the illegal alien parents because they didn't speak English.
Now, as a teacher, I'm going to throw in my two cents here, Mike, and mm-hmm. that is this. Here in the Denver public school systems, we have about 43 different languages, and I've had colleagues write me from Los Angeles that are still teaching, that still have, well, not lost their minds, but pretty much lost their sanity, but they're still holding on by their knuckles and their fingertips. Their report was that the Los Angeles school system went from the top five in the country 20 years ago to the bottom five in academic success, but there are over 100 different languages in those classrooms, and in fact, all they're doing right now is warehousing humans and then just graduating them, kind of like a affirmative action education graduation rate, and they're just becoming functionally literate and stuck out on the streets of America. Is that how far is that?
They're not even graduating them there. Most of them, especially legal immigrants, drop out before they're 16. The high estimate of graduation rate is 50%. It's probably much lower than that in L.A. County.
Oh.
So we're just spending gobs and gobs and gobs of money, like you said, to warehouse folks, and all that money that's going to warehouse children from other countries isn't going to the math, isn't going to the science, isn't going to the arts or the music programs, which all the American parents keep complaining about, but they don't have the money for that because it's going to citizens of other countries.
Well, not only that, those citizens of other countries and their children are multiplying like rabbits, and of course all the funds are starting to pay for the anchor babies, which are I know it's well over 100,000 per year out in L.A. alone.
I think it was 350,000 statewide. So yeah, it's probably around that.
Yeah, so it's 350,000. I know nationwide it's somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 per year. And in fact, the Denver Post just last week talked about the new baby boomlet, and they were all cheering the growth. But, of course, the baby boomlet is not American citizens. It's all these Mexicans with their illegal alien children. And guess who's paying for that, folks?
The rest of America. And if it's not in your hometown, it will be soon.
If it's not in your hometown, it will be there soon. Now, talk about the health care funding. What's going on there as far as the $14 billion plan to cover the uninsured, the mostly the immigrants and their children? Is that, again, just a lose-lose or what?
That's a lose-lose. That comes straight off the top in taxes, and it's basically just going to encourage more illegal immigrants to come in.
Well, not only that, but let's talk also about the hospital closings. And I had verified that 86 emergency rooms and major hospitals and trauma care facilities throughout California have all folded and bankrupted in the last 5 to 6 years. What are the prospects?
It's only going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mike Jackson, and we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Mike, thanks for joining us, and we're going to go through some more. And if you have some questions, folks, call in 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And I've got a few callers, but I got to hold off for just a little bit because I've got a lot to cover here. Also, I want to make sure that this announcement is heard throughout the country. Ron Paul is a man I really support as President of the United States right now as a constitutionalist. And on Monday, February the 4th, in Parsons, Tennessee, which I've trucked through there and I've biked through there, at the Granny's Kitchen Restaurant, is going to be a meeting. And for those of you who are Ron Paul supporters, Monday, February the 4th, Parsons, Tennessee, at Granny's Kitchen. For further information, you can go to Cheyenne, and Cheyenne's phone number is 731-967-2933. And I know all of you got your pencil and paper out there, as we always ask, because they're always teaching each week with us. Again, Cheyenne has got her number here, 731-967-2933, and that's Monday, February the 4th, Parsons, Tennessee, at Granny's Kitchen restaurant there in Parsons, Tennessee, with a Ron Paul meeting. And also, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to the show, go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, we have new stations and new listeners at all times. And one of the things that's great is you can go to the chat room on the homepage for listeners to communicate with each other and hosts of RBN. And if you want to go to my website, frostywoldridge.com, come on and ask any questions, and I'll answer them always. And I write for News with Views, Rinse.com, and certainly American Chronicle. And the key here is to educate, connect the dots, activate, inspire, and then take action to make sure that we continue this constitutional republic. And that's why we have Mike Jackson on the night, and he is running for the State Assembly District 54. And he's giving you some tremendous information because he's essentially the bow of the Titanic. Now, you've had these 86 emergency ward closings in hospitals. Some of them are some big major hospitals. What's happened to the other hospitals as they've been rammed with the rest of these excess patients that are coming in?
Well, I've got personal experience from that. We've tried to take my son to an emergency room at Kaiser Permanente here in California. And after 3 hours in the emergency room, we just gave up and had to cede the field to the illegal aliens because my child was going to get more damaged or more sick being in the emergency room waiting than trying to get care from something that we're paying for.
Now, is it true, Mike, that I have heard that people stay on those gurneys up to 8 hours in the emergency ward, and I think one or two cases American citizens have died because they've been just stuck in those emergency wards?
One lady actually died in an emergency room here just a couple months ago because she was waiting. They didn't take care of her. She actually died on the floor.
She died on the floor. Now, what you know, what Grady Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, is literally they're losing $6 million a month to the illegal aliens, and hopefully the new laws that are kicking them out of the state is going to save the Grady healthcare system. But one of the doctors I talked to said that if Grady goes, then the rest of the hospitals are going to collapse. How come more hospitals haven't collapsed because of the patient load with the ones that have already collapsed, the 86 ER wards and hospitals?
Well, it's the massive subsidies we get from the state, and that's why they're trying to do this $14 billion additional subsidy to keep these places open. They're just throwing more money at the problem rather than fixing the problem.
Why doesn't Arnold, the man who's the Terminator, enforce the laws? Why doesn't he start going after the illegal aliens in the state and leading essentially a new banner, kind of like Sonny Perdue of Georgia, and certainly the governor of Oklahoma, certainly Napolitano in Arizona was forced by Russell Pierce to enact the laws to get after the illegal aliens in Arizona. Why won't Arnie do what he's supposed to do and what the voters wanted him to do?
He just adamantly refuses to do this because he likes to be liked more than he likes to get his job done. He'd rather be with the Hollywood crowd who wants the cheap nannies that are subsidized by the taxpayer, who wants their gardeners. He's associated with that crowd, so that's the only reason I could think of him not bothering to do that, because he would upset the people he associates with, including most of his staff. He just basically shifted all the Gray Davis staff from the recalled governor. Most of that staff's on his staff now, so we're getting the same policies we got in 2003. Nothing has really changed.
But the consequences must be growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it was masked, like I said, with the bubble, and we're going to start paying the price this coming year because we have this $14 billion deficit that's only going to get bigger, and that's why now is the time to get people like myself elected to go in there and try to fix this. Once the pain starts being implemented across American citizens, they'll start to get it. When the illusion... Since we're in L.A. County, the illusion that everything was going good, people didn't pay attention. Now that we're starting to suffer the consequences, people will start paying attention, just like in 1994 when we passed Proposition 187. The only reason Californians did that is because they were suffering because of the downturn in the economy in California. We're going to have to go through that same thing to implement another Prop 187 to fix this situation.
Now, what's the chance, or it's always reactionary, right? So what's the chance of another 187 actually passing this time to actually start driving the illegals out of the state of California?
There's a lot of angry people, and it passed handily with, I don't have the numbers with me right now, but it was well over 60% of the population. It could pass again, definitely.
Well, that is somewhat encouraging. You know, I am seeing a shift across this country right now, and the states' rights are starting to really move forward. Now, another consequence out there in California, I think one of the sheriffs said that L.A. County had over 40,000 illegals standing in the prisons out there, and a lot of tuberculosis. What about the prison overcrowding?
The prison overcrowding is going to be another big issue. The governor's talking about releasing 22,000 criminals onto the street because of the prison overcrowding. So that's not going to make too many people happy when they when they're robbed, hijacked, or stabbed or killed from all these people that he's going to be releasing from the jails.
Well, you know, one of the things, and my brother was a 20-year police officer, is that when you let the convicted felons and other prisons out with no ability to make a living, no ability to go back to Mexico, or at least no desire to go, what's their option as far as being free once again?
The recidivism rate is huge, so they're just going to go back to committing crimes again.
Especially
when the economy is turning down, and that is definitely not the time to start releasing criminals.
So what we now have is, and I've said it in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, is that third world momentum where the kinds of crime, the kinds of corruption that are now manifest so totally in Mexico are starting to make their impact here in America, but certainly in the state of California, which has the greatest, largest illegal alien population in the country.
And I'm heartened a little bit. I've been going to meetings where even liberal Democrats are starting to finally start to get it. So if liberal Democrats are starting to finally get it, there's hope for us still. We can still turn this
around.
That
means there's a miracle of the second coming.
Yeah.
Well, now, one of the things that blows me away is that Veragosa, of course, entertains a sanctuary city. So does San Francisco, and so do many of Escondido, I think, is a sanctuary city. I think there are, well, I don't know how many there are. It must be 5 or 6 or 7 in California alone. But
oh, yeah, just the big cities.
Yeah, the big cities. So they're encouraging the illegals to remain in those cities.
Yeah.
What has happened to the city councils and the mayors that advocate for this sanctuary policy? I mean, it stymies me as to how they can continue. And what are the people, brain dead, or are they just don't mind getting shot, they don't mind getting robbed, they don't mind having their cars stolen, they don't mind having their kids and their schools completely trashed? I mean, what causes that to continue?
I just don't think people understand the cause and effect here. They just keep voting for whoever the unions tell them to vote for, and whoever's sinking a lot of money in there, and they don't pay attention, they don't do their research, they don't use any critical thinking skills, and that's why we're in this situation. All the incumbents, no matter how badly they do, just keep getting reelected.
Is that a failure of the American electorate to educate itself, or is it a failure of the American electorate to participate, or is it a failure of the media to report the consequences? Where's the breakdown here that would continue to have the sanctuary policy to continue, and the people just simply accept the status quo of that and to accept a governor who's not doing his job?
A big chunk of it's the media, because they gloss over stuff. They hide the fact that a lot of illegal aliens are committing crimes. We just had an illegal alien, a DUI, that killed someone in Long Beach. Fortunately, this time, they actually said he was from another country. He was I think they used Mexican national. They didn't use illegal alien. They just said Mexican national. So it's
right.
Starting to change a little bit. Also, the electorate is just not paying attention. I've been talking to folks that actually voted for me in 2006, and they didn't know who I was. They just voted for the R, and that's just wrong. That's That's why we're having this problem. They drew all the districts to where basically most of the D's or most of the R's just get reelected. It doesn't matter who they are. The populace just votes that D or votes that R. And until they start paying attention to issues and start doing a little bit of research, it's going to be hard to fix. But fortunately, like I said, with things starting to turn badly, they're going to start looking for people to blame, and hopefully they'll look in the mirror a little bit, but then they'll start looking at the politicians a little bit more closely, I believe.
Well, you know, as a former teacher myself, talking about and going back into the, let's dive back into the school system collapsing, how and what is the success of the ESL courses out there when it comes to the non-English speakers? And, of course, the fact is their parents are functionally illiterate, generally functionally illiterate in Spanish, and they are totally illiterate in English, and they can't help their children. So what happens to our children in the process of those collapsing classrooms with all the jargon, with all the different languages?
Well, ESL has been a total failure. That's why we actually passed a ballot measure to do English immersion. But, of course, they put in an out that the parents can request an option out of that. So, of course, most of the areas that are aiding and abetting this invasion had their parents opt out of it. So only some of the parents that actually understand that in order to succeed you need to know English, only those few, and they have to fight the system to get out of these classes because the schools get more money if they have ESL students. If they don't have ESL students, they get less money. So the schools are incentivized to not teach the kids English and not get them into English immersion classes.
So what you mostly have then is just Spanish-speaking teachers teaching Spanish-speaking kids, and the American children are just getting their butts whipped.
Pretty much. All the funds are going to the Spanish-speaking kids, and American kids are left in the cold, left out in the cold. And some of the classrooms, I've been principal for a day at multiple classes here in Long Beach. They actually have Spanish immersion classes where most of the kids in that class are already speaking Spanish. You don't need Spanish immersion classes if they're already speaking Spanish.
Takes my breath away. Let's just jump on also to port security. Now, the President of the United States keeps fighting a war 10,000 miles away, and he, of course, then he wanted to sign up the Dubai ports deal to let terrorist-sponsoring countries run our ports. What is the port security there in the Los Angeles area?
It's effectively they can run anything in there that they want to because we don't screen the trucks. I've talked to the head of the Port Harbor Commission here, and a big chunk of the truckers are illegal immigrants. They finally published an article in the L.A. Times, or like we call it the Pravda Times, for an illegal alien trucker that has a truck that the cab brakes do not work, so he uses the trailer brakes to stop the truck.
Oh, my God.
The truck has 3 million miles on it. It's just falling apart. And what they another thing they do is they do what they call regrooving. They have other illegal aliens with basically hot irons cutting treads into the bald tires so it looks like they have treads. And that's these huge trucks are what's running around our city putting all our citizens at risk, and they will not do anything about it. And it would be easy for any terrorist to get into one of these trucks and just run a truck bomb right into the ports, and there we go. San Pedro is gone and Long Beach Harbor is gone. It's just unbelievable what we're doing here.
Well, it is unbelievable, and as a former trucker and a safety officer for United Van Lines, as my summer job from teaching for 20 summers, when you have that kind of defective 18-wheel rig rolling down the road and the driver is illiterate in English and he's using the trailer brakes, I mean, they're and older models, you can use there's a handbrake right on the wheel, but that's the older models, and you can actually use the trailer to brake. It was called rain brakes, and that was from to keep the tractor trailer from jackknifing in the rain. But if they have now drop down to using that lever to break the trailer that breaks the truck, oh my God, we are in a whole lot of hurt. Somebody's going to die out there, and it's going to be ugly.
And we surmise that we just had a huge pileup in one of the tunnels up here in L.A.
Right, I remember that.
And some of the drivers disappeared, and we're thinking that probably quite a few of them that disappeared were illegal immigrants. They just abandoned the truck and left.
There were nine of them altogether. I kept up on that. There were nine people who disappeared in that tunnel, and there was nothing seen, hide nor hair of them.
Yep.
That makes my head hurt.
Everything's starting to fall apart, and Americans need to start waking up and going out and finding candidates that will talk about the issues and going out and helping them. Because right now, both parties are basically bought and paid for by the lobbyists. If you want someone to represent you, you're actually going to have to go out there and work for it. You're going to have to, walk precincts, you make phone calls, talk to your friends and neighbors. They've done this PC thing on us to where you don't talk politics. But if you don't educate yourself and your friends, we're not going to fix anything.
Well, we certainly are. Now, how about the housing inflation and the illegal aliens that are encouraged to buy homes? We've got tremendous mortgage forfeiture here in Colorado. What's going on out there?
Yeah, the Mexican socialists up in Sacramento are trying to prevent the foreclosures. Basically, what happened is a lot of illegal immigrants that there's no way they could have afforded any of these homes were able to get home loans, and now those home loans are starting to come null and void. They can't make those payments.
Wow. Mike, we'll be right back with you after we come back from these commercial comments from our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mike out of Michael Jackson out of Los Angeles, and he is giving us quite a homework assignment tonight and quite an education. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking with Mike Jackson. He is, of course, as we've talked, the Assembly District Candidate 54. And for those of you out in California in District 24, obviously you're talking and you need to vote for a man who's going to represent you. If we could just catch a little bit at the end here, we're talking about highway congestion. What could be alleviated if Governor Schwarzenegger would do his job and get rid of 3.5 million illegal aliens in the state of California?
Well, when they had that day without an illegal immigrant, when they called it the day without an immigrant,
yes,
the freeways were perfectly clear. It was like a holiday day. And I was able to get to work in about 20 minutes as opposed to an hour, and back home 20 minutes. So if we enforced the immigration laws, got these folks out of here, everybody in L.A. County would be a whole lot happier and be a lot more productive. They wouldn't be tired. They'd be able to come home and spend time with kids and do the things that make life worth living instead of being on the traffic all the time trying to get to a job.
Yeah, well, you know, L.A. has had plenty of pictures on what it looks like, 5-6 lanes deep. I've motorcycled, I've trucked through L.A., and it is a living nightmare for a truck driver. And certainly now it's even scarier knowing that the illegal alien truck drivers are using their trailer brakes to brake their rigs. Now, the housing crunch will bring light to how many illegals out there. What about the fact that how that dispels cheap labor?
Well, that's a process educating people. When I started first running in 03, I put illegal immigration as a top three issue. I've since moved it up to number one because it impacts everything. And as I educate people, they start to see it. The problem is the media, the current crop of politicians, very few of them are educating all the impacts that occur because of illegal immigration. They keep focusing on the cheap head of lettuce or, you know, who's going to be flipping that burger. That's what American kids used to do, flipping burgers, and now they can't even get the job because they don't speak Spanish.
Right. Well, and I used to be one of those American kids flipping burgers for 75 cents an hour, and I did it. We're also looking at the population issue that California is going to add another 20 million people in the next 30 years. You already have a water shortage, and you have rolling blackouts. What's going to happen with that kind of consequence that we are facing today?
Well, I think that's demographers are saying that, and like they said, we weren't going to have a budget deficit again. I don't think we're going to grow quite that much, but that's going to be left to be seen. We are hugely impacted with water just in L.A. County. Some of our water source from Northern California, since we have to import almost all our water, has been cranked down by the environmentalists in San Francisco. They want to maintain the Delta smelt rather than getting water to Southern California. So it's going to be a big battle. And as water gets constricted, the prices on water is going to go up, and more Americans are going to get impacted, and there's going to be more and more subsidies for the illegal immigrants. So something's going to give here soon, and hopefully we realize it quickly and fix it before it turns really ugly.
Now, you're running for office. What is the best thing that any politician or any regular American citizen can do as they run for office in California and across the nation? Could you give some advice for the listeners out there?
I'm running for office just personally to help me. If you know anybody in Long Beach, San Pedro, or Palos Verdes Peninsula, tell them they need to get out and vote for me and talk to their friends and neighbors. The quick answer is you got to go out and meet people. You got to go one-on-one and just work hard to go out there, because the whole infrastructure is going to be against you if you're trying to represent the people.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you very much for being on the show tonight. We're going to have you back here in the coming months, and good luck on that, and the best to you, and thanks for joining us tonight here on Connecting the Dot. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.